The Magen Midubna is about to give us one of the most important pieces of advice, because he's going to help us contend with one of the greatest weaknesses that humanity has always been contending with. And in our generation, it's really reached new heights. Call it decisions on whim. Call it people going after their first inclination, their first thoughts, without giving it second thought. People are lightheaded and quick to decide, and their decisions are really based on what they feel like it at that moment. Someone once said, we're the generation of Bali, which in English could be translated, I feel like it. We think that anything we feel like it, that gives legitimacy to what we do. And we think that if we don't feel like it, so that gives legitimacy to what we don't do. And one of the things the Torah trains us, and one of the things that any person has to train himself to do, is to be consistent and not be driven by whims, by the moment. Because the moment changes. You can't get engaged because, oh, you're just taken. This is wow. You know how many times guys come to me after 2 dates or 3 dates and that's it, I don't know why you need 15 dates, I don't know why you say you have to date so much. Every 2-3 weeks someone else comes. It's been that way for years.
How many dates?
40 dates. I say that repeatedly. Okay.
Are there people actually accept the first date already?
I'm telling you, I've had more than one person come to me. Every 3 weeks. On average, there's someone else who comes and says, that's it, I met the girl of my dreams, I'm ready to get married. And I don't know why you say I need more dates. And I say, okay, just humor me.
With her,
the same girl. If you think she's Mrs. Wright, give it 40 dates. And somehow, 9 out of 10 realize, by the 10th date, the 12th date, that somehow this isn't right.
If it's Ori's mom.
What?
If it's Ori's mom, then it is Mrs. Wright.
Oh, very good. So,
the first time you find out this, actually, really, I think it's real. Like, are there people finding out that the first time it's real and they will also marry?
Sure.
It's supposed to be missed, not missed.
But just make sure you're one of them, and the odds are against you. So just do due diligence. So again, the Magen Midubna is going to take us now for a journey, an educational journey, about how to let our intellect and our neshama take the driver's seat. Whereas we live in a world that keeps saying, let your feelings take the driver's seat. Do what you feel. Go with your inner feelings. And we all know our inner feelings would have us living the lives of a monkey. So I'm using clean language. So let's go, says the Magen Midubna. Okay. Never seen an overweight monkey, he says. Ata neva'er ha'derech ha'yoter karov el ha'adam lavo lageshet et pnei ha'kodesh. Now we're going to explain what's the path that's more accessible to a person to approach holiness. V'shi'itorer la'asok b'vuat nafsho, how can a person arouse himself and deal with healing his soul? Bo'yarut tzadik v'nisgav, so that He can be like the righteous who can rise to opportunity and move forward and succeed. Rishona, firstly, im ritzoncha livnot v'lintua ha'ava nidreshet mincha. If you want to build and plant the love that is really what's expected of you, v'la'akor nitiyot ha'avot zarot asher ikushosh b'nafshecha al yedei ha'ergel b'hem, and to uproot those foreign plantings, those weeds that seem to have taken root in one's soul just because that's my habit, as we discussed. I just have a habit. It's not, you know, I'm not in love with the cigarettes. I just buy 3 packs a day. So habits take hold. And suddenly it's our habit to be sarcastic. It's our habit to make fun of people. It's our habit to eat sugars. It's our habit to do things that are just not really logical, to drink coffee, right? to drink coffee with a lot of sugar, to drink choco. Ah, we have all these habits. So some are more harmful than others. But at the end of the day, we have to realize, as he said in the previous chapter, these are weeds that took hold. These are different things that we love that really don't belong there. So what a person has to do is take note and be able to nullify his desire to the point where it's almost nothing. Kagel be'eretz lolo, like a stranger. You know, if a stranger walks in here, asheren shomet devarav, people don't listen to him, bilti achar sheitbarer yosher inyano, till he proves himself that what he says makes sense. V'chitov sacho ve'etnano, a guy walks in and wants to sell you something, so you check out his reputation. You check out that what he's offering you is worthwhile. I don't know if you guys saw this. There are all kinds of people who walk up and down the streets with all kinds of fancy toys that they try to sell you for cheap, like a hair cutting machine or a... Right, so you don't buy from them probably because you realize that it's a good chance that in an hour it won't work. So when a stranger walks in and tries to sell you something, you take a double take, you look again, you verify, and he really has to prove himself in order for you to take his word for anything. That's where our desire has to be holding. Not in the driver's seat, but like a stranger. You have something to say, I'll listen to you. Prove it to me. Explain to me why it makes sense. How does the average person walk through a store? Let's take a simple example. He walks through the store, he sees something he likes, he wants it. He puts it in the cart. Now, his mind starts asking himself, can I afford that? Can't I afford that? Do I need that? Don't I need that? Don't worry about it, and he buys it. Says the Magen Midvar, we have to work the other way. The mind has to be in the driver's seat. Leave it on the shelf. Let it prove to you why it's necessary. Why is it necessary now? Why is it the right thing to do now? How come is it that guys repeatedly spend their last penny in Machon Meir? Why? It's a terrible habit. Okay, so this is what we're trying to develop. A situation where the desire is the stranger. And the desire has to prove its case. Where the intellect is in the driver's seat. I'm doing what's right. You want to convince me otherwise, the burden of proof is on you. And if you think about it, that's really the way we should behave. We wouldn't buy half the nonsense we do if we didn't. So if students reach a point where they're penniless, something's wrong here. Did they need that popsicle stick? Did they need that bottle of Coke? Maybe. I'm not judging. I'm just saying it's a habit where a person has to ask himself, why am I there?
וזה יקל עליך אחר שתתבונן כן ראוי אל הרצון שיהיה מושל ושליט עליך.
And this will be easier once you think about the fact that it's really not fitting that the desire should be the one in control.
לגזור עליך מעשים כל אשר כוח החפץ מבקש תעשו למשמתו.
It's not right. If you think about it, you'll realize that's true, that you just do what you want. The logic dictates that the desire should not be in the driver's seat. But that takes work to realize it belongs elsewhere, and it takes habit. And he will help us further. Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll see his beautiful mashal next class.